I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of a former dictator, has been elected as the next president of the Philippines. His family fled the country in disgrace after a popular uprising in 1986. The family has widely been charged with human rights abuses and corruption over the years. Experts worry Marcos could bring an authoritarian hand to the government. Bill Passins is with AMG International.
When I was talking with our national director, you know, he said that for them, you know, they're kind of not worried about the politics of the situation. They are looking and seeing the needs of 100 plus million needy Filipinos and trying to meet those needs.
AMG has over 30 projects around the Philippines, sponsoring 3,000 impoverished kids and planting churches in remote areas. Please pray the love of Jesus will transform communities throughout the Philippines. As war continues around them, the Transworld Radio Ukraine team is speaking the hope of Christ to their country through radio programs and social media. Frank Stevenson of TWR Europe.
Our Ukrainian team, they've seen an incredible increase in followers during the past couple of months. I think it was around 10,000 followers they had in February, and now it's over 50,000.
No matter what Russia's strategy may be or what happens next in Ukraine,
this conflict is not going to end anytime soon. We want to be there for the long run.
You can help the TWR Crisis Fund. There's a link in the full report at missionnews.org. Please pray the Lord will protect the TWR Ukraine team.
What are the consequences of war? Hatred is one of them. And I'm sure there's a lot of hatred going around on either side. We're not called to be agents of hatred, but agents of hope.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.